Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
All right.
Hello.
Listen, okay. Think about this.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
I love it.
Alice at 97.3.
All right. I like that one. That's
they did
good.
It again.
They keep on doing it.
Ooh.
That's a hit.
Baby, it's good. It's a good one.
That's the lady from Blackpink,
Lisa.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I know. It's that her name is Lisa.
I think it's Lisa from Blackpink.
That's her last name from Blackpink.
Yes,
Maroon 5 featuring Lisa from Blackpink. Mrs. from Blackpink. Priceless. Priceless is the name of the song, and we're world premiering that all day. Got released last night at 9 o'clock. So every other hour you'll hear Priceless, the new Maroon 5 song featuring Lisa. Our Cache Creek broadcast is 1 week from today. This time next week, we're going to be at Cache Creek Casino Resort.
Woo, woo,
woo, woo, woo, woo, woo. You guys, please come. It's going to be so fun. We haven't done, I'm actually like a little nervous. Like this is the first live morning show we've done since before the pandemic. We've done a mini secret show here and there, and we did the drag show, like things that got recorded and were available, but this will be the first time in so long.
It's going to go great, smooth as butter.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Like butter.
And there's a lot of folks, I think, showing up, so should have a nice little crowd there.
Nice. They got a good little room for us and everything. We hang out.
They got everything hooked up. It's a beautiful place. It is. The more I look at that place, the more I'm excited to go.
Cache Creek, you guys. Come hang out with us. Our first live broadcast in forever. Catch all the action May 9th at Cache Creek Casino. Live audience, big laughs, and good times guaranteed by Maddie.
You know it, 100%.
Details at RadioAlice.com. There's really, never really seen this. You know, I get a list of the stuff that's going to happen at the movies this weekend. I get a list of the stuff that's going to happen on TV this weekend.
Yeah.
And there's only...
really? Where are we going? There's really...
I've never seen this. I've never seen...
In all my years
of Tinseltown tattling. There is a movie coming out called Thunderbolts. And it's PG-13. And the trailer's up at the Sarah Vinny Facebook page. This is the 36th. Here's where it starts, and it just keeps going. They are explaining the out of this movie, which it sounds like it needs, because as I'm going through the whole thing, I'm like, I don't even remember that actual movie happening. So because I know you've seen a ton of this stuff in the Marvel comic universe, maybe you can help me get through this. And I know Maddie's seen a lot of this stuff, too.
Okay.
And I don't know what Bob's, we'll find out what Bob's MCU status is. The 36th movie in the Marvel comic universe essentially focuses on Marvel's B-Team, a group of anti-heroes manipulated by the director of the CIA, who's played by Julia Louis-Dreyfus.
Oh, yeah, she's...
So she's done this before, yeah?
Yeah.
The name of the director of the CIA in these fictional setups is Valentina Allegra de Fontaine. Mm. Valentina Allegra de Fontaine, Julia Louis-Dreyfus. So... It's a group of Marvel's B team, a group of anti-heroes manipulated by the director of the CIA to run covert missions for her. So if you are all burned out after Avengers Endgame, you may not recognize anyone other than Bucky Barnes. So Bucky Barnes, which I feel like I've never heard of him, and I saw Endgame and the one before it. Who's Bucky Barnes?
He's the Winter Soldier. Yeah, he started
his
off
name
as
is Bucky Barnes.
Well, yeah, he was Captain America's best friend growing up.
Yeah,
and they joined the army together, and where I guess Bucky was in before, a little bit before him.
So
but,
that's just the guy's name.
Yeah, his name is Bucky Barnes, but he is the Winter Soldier.
So Sebastian Stan.
Yes.
Okay.
And he was a bad guy at first, right?
He was a bad guy at first. Yes. Because he was.
But now he's Captain America.
No. Still,
Winter Soldier is separate from Captain America.
Yeah.
Okay.
That was his nemesis in one of the movies.
Is it Captain America, the Winter Soldier? I'm like, is he the Winter Soldier?
Bob giggle at you.
That's one movie.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, that's what you guys are here to explain to me. Explain it. So here's a rundown on everybody else. Black Widow star Florence Pugh, she is back. She's like one of the main characters in this.
Right.
Or is the main character. She returns as Natasha's adopted sister, Yelena Belova. Yelena Belova. What? At the end of Black Widow, Valentina, the head of the CIA, tried to convince her that Hawkeye was responsible for Natasha's death and sent her to kill him.
Yes.
She didn't, but Yelena wanted to, the adopted sister.
Now, that part happened in the Hawkeye TV show.
The TV show, which we're never going to see again.
Right, that's a whole another story. So Yelena wanted to kill him, but that didn't get resolved until the Hawkeye miniseries.
Right.
Which the side story on that is that they offered Jeremy Renner $2 million to do a second season. And he went, wait, I got $4 million for the first season. I get run over and my entire body's ruined. And now you want to pay me $2 million? I'm not going to do it.
Good for him.
Yeah. It's just as much work, probably more, because I would the whole thing where I got run over and killed and died in my driveway.
Well, also the whole pay cut thing.
Yeah.
Why am I going to, I'll go take a pay cut at another place doing another part, but the part you already paid me for,
yeah. I'm You've established the base salary.
That is exactly right. Exactly.
So that this whole thing where there's Hawkeye did or didn't kill Natasha, that gets resolved elsewhere in the Hawkeye miniseries. In the Falcon and the Winter Soldier miniseries, we met John Walker. He is a low-rent Captain America that the government replaced Steve Rogers with until he beat someone to death with his shield. And after that, he went to work for the CIA under the name U.S. Agent.
Mm.
So are you guys familiar with that?
I'm not.
One?
No, I didn't. No.
Nobody? Okay. He's in it. In the second Ant-Man movie, Ant-Man and the Wasp, we were introduced to Ghost. She's the S.H.I.E.L.D. operative whose molecular instability allows her to pass through objects.
I can't picture a face, but I know of, I have seen both those movies.
Okay. Yeah. So Ghost is played by Hannah John-Kamen.
Who's that?
It's the person who played Ghost in the second Ant-Man movie, Ant-Man and the Wasp. So, and she can pass through things.
I feel wildly informed. Thank you so much.
Well, there's so much more. This is what I'm saying. Like, I've never seen this. This is a movie that you have to do homework to figure out. Like, there are literally, let's see, we got Taskmaster from Black Widow and the Red Guardian. That's David Harbour. That's Hopper from Stranger Things. He's also in it. So here's that's basically the people who you might actually recognize in this. Here's the plot. The movie starts out with Valentina, head of the CIA, trying to get rid of evidence of all her shady black ops dealings in order to avoid congressional scrutiny. So she lures Yelena, Ghost, Walker, and Taskmaster to a covert facility and tries to have them killed. Bucky and the Red Guardian join them after they escape this situation, and Bucky's the one who rallies them into stepping up to be heroes after the villain shows up. Critics love this movie. Can we get a Rotten Tomatoes on this?
I think it was 96, but I'll check again.
Is that Ghost?
That's Ghost.
Oh, she's cute.
She is cute.
Yeah.
And now I remember her, too.
Oh, you do?
As soon as I saw her, I went, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, that's got it.
Critics are giving, you said 92%?
Hold on a second.
89.
Oh, 80, oh,
89. Must have gone down a little bit.
They are saying it's a good movie, especially for how it handles some of the darker aspects of mental health. You're seeing that dealt with a lot more. I read that more. It, you know, you see it in movies more.
It needs to be dealt with. I fear we have, you know, crossed over to a place where it's now become an excuse. But I also think that, yes, we'll live with whatever the side effect of people, you know, using that as an excuse is for the people who really need someone to be cool about the problem they're having. You know what I mean? You could save a life by being concerned about someone's mental health. And yes, some people will go, I have to quit this job. It's too much. Okay.
I just can't.
If that's the, okay.
I can't even.
Right.
Bob is in this movie. A lot of the praise, a lot of the praise from the critics is split between Florence Pugh and Lewis Pullman, who's new to the MCU. He plays a guy named Bob.
Oh.
Just a rando that our heroes meet in Valentina's death trap. Just Bob. Was later revealed to be more than just Bob. They always are. They've always got something special. Anyway, that is in theaters. It's called Thunderbolt. Apparently, nobody else is releasing anything this weekend. There probably are other ones, but they didn't make the cut. So PG-13 Thunderbolts, the trailer's up, the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. This weekend on your television, I think this was in theaters. I don't remember it making a big splash or anything, but on Peacock, the streaming premiere of Black Bag. This is Michael Fassbender and Cate Blanchett. They're a married couple, and Michael Fassbender has to investigate his wife after top secret software is stolen. It sounds wonderful. So that's you can watch that on your TV at home. The Kentucky Derby is tomorrow. That is on NBC, USA, and Peacock. The official post time is, looks like 3:57 p.m. Pacific time.
Oh, our time. Okay.
It's like 3 minutes before 7 p.m. Eastern, 3 minutes before 4 p.m. here. I don't know why I can't just say it's at 4.
I heard a fun fast fact this morning. How many bottles of bourbon do you think will be, over the course of the weekend, consumed in mint juleps during the Kentucky Derby?
How many
bottles of bourbon?
Just bottles of bourbon. 1 million bottles of bourbon.
I'm going to say 1,000 bottles of bourbon.
10,000 bottles
of bourbon. Oh, my goodness.
I was going to say that. You didn't let me
guess.
I'm sorry.
You know what, though? Bob wasn't going to say that. She was.
No. She gets the point. With her.
You know what? Fine.
Oh, that is just...
Sorry about it, Maddie. You're not on the show right now.
What kind of host are you?
Yeah. You don't even look all the way around, see if everyone got to put their guess in?
Contestants right there with their hand up. Yeah. And then what?
She was lying, though. She was not going to say 10,000.
She was.
No, she wasn't. She just said it just to make everyone feel bad. Because I know her.
No, she was. I can tell. Look at how earnest she looks.
Because I know her.
She's a huge baby. She just won the point.
She is a competitor. No doubt about it.
From yesterday.
I know you from like this week. It's been a good week. By the way, there's a full day of race. If you care about horse racing, you don't need me to tell you that all day long you can watch races on that channel. Like I think the crowning glory and the final one.
I used to love to go to the races in Del Mar when I lived there.
Yeah.
With my friend Swanee and Jason. We'd go and sit in the infield, I guess you call it. And you know, we had no money, but we'd bring some beers and some food. Like we get sandwiches and
the day outside, watch some ponies run.
And you're managing your $10 and going, I think I can get this. What do they call that when you
the trifecta?
No. You box them.
Oh,
it's like win, place, and show.
Yes, yeah.
$2 to win, place, and show on the long shot. You know, and you just hope.
Fingers crossed.
Glug, glug, glug.
I'd like more beers, and I don't want to go through all my money on this betting thing. So all day on Saturday, you can find a Kentucky Derby coverage. It's an NBC Peacock USA Network. Saturday Night Live, Quentin Brunson.
Who?
Let me try it again. Take this out in post. Quinta Brunson from Abbott Elementary is the host of Saturday Night Live, and Benson Boone is the musical guest. I can't wait to see what Benson Boone does on SNL. I hope they give him other little skits.
You know he's going to do some backflips and fun stuff.
Let's hope so.
Rumor in the halls is his new album, the second album by Benson Boone, is going to be a scorcher.
Really? A scorcher?
Like a home run, multiple hits. And he's a super talented dude.
Oh my God, he's amazing. He has a great range and really interesting voice.
And it does feel like there's a kid who said, I know how to do this. I'm going to do it on Instagram or TikTok. And like, that guy built his own brand.
I'm going to make this happen.
Before the record companies even came calling. Good for him.
I think he was on American Idol.
He was. I think did he leave of his own volition? He wanted to. There was something with him leaving. I think he made it to like the top 14
and then he walked.
Something.
Good for him.
I think so.
That's Let me get out of this it. Dumb contract they're going to hold me on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think if you make the top 12, you have to go on like the tour.
You're burdened.
Stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, he did leave season 19.
Good for him.
To pursue he's his doing own it right. musical
yeah,
career.
Yeah, he's doing it right.
He did. He gained, and that's a good way to do it. If you can make it just like to just before you have to sign your life away, you've got some fans. People are noticing you and paying attention, and now you've got sort of that. And now you're the guy you left.
That and run that from your phone.
Yep.
My buddy's kid is in a band, and my buddy is struggling with his son because he's like, you've got to post things. You have to get active in order for these. And the boy's like, I'm trying to be cool, not a dork. Mm. And he's like, that's not how.
No, dorkiness is part of the.
But I understand both sides of that. I actually do feel like as an artist, you don't want to be all, please listen to me. I'm worth it. And then yet we all know you've got to feed the beast.
Yep.
It's how people find you.
That is. It's what everyone's looking at now.
Right. And Benson
that's
Boone
how they find.
Did it that way. So good for him. Right.
And just a couple quick things. There is I did not realize that there was yet another The Walking Dead. Dead City is its second season premiere is Sunday on AMC.
Will you guys ever get enough of zombies? Honestly.
I've gotten enough.
Okay.
Yeah. Sunday at 10 o'clock on ABC, Time 100, the world's most influential people. We talked about that a little bit earlier this week. The series finale of The Righteous Gemstones this is the end of it. This is the end of the fifth season, I believe it's four, maybe it's the fourth. But anyway, it's the end of The Righteous Gemstones, which is such a good show. If you've never watched any of it, dive in. Judy. Just remember the name Judy. Oh, my God. I have feelings, too. I'm going to make sex all over you. That's my Judy impersonation. Thank you.
Spot on.
Thanks. Crazy.
What are you doing over there?
She's just crazy. She's great. She's crazy.
Who plays her?
I don't know. Somebody I don't know the name of.
What?
Yeah, I don't know her. That's Sunday, 10 o'clock on HBO, the series finale of The Righteous Gemstones. And
it's Edie Patterson that plays her.
Edie?
Is it
E-D-I-E? E-D-I. Oh, just E-D-I.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
And because Sunday is, may the 4th be with you, there is a premiere for a limited series called Star Wars Tales of the Underworld. So when I hear limited series, it just sounds like a single season of something. Star Wars Tales of the Underworld. The trailer for that is up at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page, and it looks pretty good. Let's talk about Tom Cruise.
Okay.
You ever wondered how Tom Cruise pulls off some of his wildest stunts?
Is it Red Bull?
He doesn't skip breakfast.
Oh.
In Mission Impossible, The Final Reckoning, which is coming out May 23rd, by the way. There's a scene where he hangs and crawls on the wings of a 1940s era biplane at 120 miles an hour. Tom says, the amount of energy it takes. I trained so hard for that wing walking. I'll eat like sausage and almost a dozen eggs and bacon and toast and coffee and fluids. Oh, I'm eating. Picture, it's cold up there. We're at high altitude. My body's burning a lot. He's constantly training in a variety of skills, by the way, in case you were wondering. Whether it's the piano or having more time to dance or parachuting or flying airplanes or helicopters, the wonderful thing is you're never there. It can always be better. Dance. You heard that right. He's training to dance. He says, I'm interested in that art form. The teachers understand how to move a body, what the shape does, and the emotion it can create in others. And he'll definitely find a way to use that.
Loves doing this stuff. I like that he does that, and his movies are good. They're good.
Yeah. Oh, yes. They don't disappoint. Because as weird he is as a person not on film, like, you know you're getting a good movie if you go see Tom Cruise.
I know.
You know, the thing that shocked me was that, you know, I grew up around helicopters. My dad was a helicopter pilot. Helicopters are really hard to fly. I mean, they're like way more difficult than flying a jet or an airplane. And he's flying his own helicopters around now. Like that, that takes
he's
hours,
a dude who never
and, hours
stops.
And hours and
he,
hours.
He never stops learning stuff.
You know, my Giano? Favorite thing he does, he does those motorcycle stunts. Mm, yeah. Motorcycle, I don't know what happened to you. When you first came back, you were just about to get a motorcycle and taking classes.
I was taking classes, and when I got done the classes, I realized I'm not real good at this.
Oh, I see.
And I don't think it's a good
idea. I'm not Tom Cruise, it turns out.
I'm not, I don't have money to spend on a motorcycle right now anyway. I might revisit it, but I definitely was like, I like doing this, but it's not something that, like, I feel real
obsessed.
Comfortable with.
Right.
And I'm not obsessed with
it. He can ride. And he does his own stunts. Yeah. To me, that's so badass.
Right.
I mean.
No, you have to give it to Tom Cruise.
Yeah.
Like, that is a guy who not only, in fact, they'll like stop him. We got the shot, brah. We're not doing it again. We have everything that we need.
No,
I really need to break my leg in this one.
Anybody is important enough to call him brah.
Oh, yeah, no, his director, he definitely...
No.
He bras down with that guy, for sure.
No.
Oh, here's the Hawkeye story, just really quickly. Hawkeye is the guy who can run out of arrows at any moment, but also is somehow a superhero. Played by Jeremy Renner. We never got that second season of Hawkeye because this was after his snowplow accident on New Year's Day 2023. They offered him another, we'd love to do it again, and we'll give you half of what we gave you last time. And so his quote is, I'm like, wow, it's going to take me twice the amount of work for half the amount of money, 8 months of my time, essentially, and you do it for half the amount. I'm like, I'm sorry, why? Did you think I'm only half the Jeremy because I got run over? Maybe that's why you want to pay me half of what I made on the first season? It's just the penny pinchers, the accountants. I told them, go fly a kite. I still love the character. I'd love to do it, but I had to defend myself. I didn't ask for any more money, mind you. Just pay me what you paid me the first season.
Yeah.
It's a little disheartening. That's fine.
Put an egg in your shoe and beat it.
Mm. Oh. Let me see if I have anything.
I feel like, I know if you talk to Disney, anyone in the film industry or anyone at Disney, they would say, are you kidding? We've done an incredible job with Marvel. We've made billions upon billions of dollars. But I think the average person goes, I need a map. I need a map to keep up with all the different threads you have alive and going. And also, I have a job and kids and things. So maybe even more than a map. Because at this point, unless you're a young, I don't know what, 13 to 15, before you even start doing things in the world, you might be able to keep up with this crap. But otherwise,
people nerd out on stuff, but they're not going to keep nerding out on the thing that just gets more and more bloated and feels like a cash grab a lot of the times.
I wish they'd
make good standalone movies.
Right.
Make it so that they fit into the universe. But each one should be something that you can watch. It's its own story that you don't need to have watched 500 other movies to understand and enjoy. Thank you.
I get it. Disney will go, see this balance sheet?
Yeah.
We're in the multi-billion. Okay, great. Except that,
billions,
you know,
and billions.
Only, you know, 13 to 15-year-olds have time to keep up with the threads you have out
there.
Don't
worry.
And
there's
open.
New 13 to 15-year-olds every 3 years, and we'll just be revisiting all of these characters for the new 13 to 15-year-olds every year for the rest of everyone's life.
Great.
This is really, I'm going to give you just a headline here. Diddy Combs admits that he did reject a sex trafficking plea deal. He said, nah. He's looking at life in prison if he doesn't somehow win his sex trafficking case. They are picking a jury starting Monday. And he went, no, I'm going to go to, I feel like I can defend this. I'm sure his lawyers are like, let's let him do that because then we won't have to deal with him anymore. He'll be in jail and we won't have to be embarrassed that we're defending this dude who is a terrible, terrible person. And loves lube. So much lube. And not even lube. Baby oil. Go baby oil. Wasn't it?
I don't remember what it was.
It was
bottles and bottles and bottles of it, though.
I thought it was baby oil.
Which doesn't seem like the best lube. It's slippery. I'll give you that.
I don't think it's good for you,
no,
though.
No, I think it's like, oil-based,
it's
right?
Like actual... It's supposed to be on an... water-based.
Mm. Oh, excuse me. Just pulling a Maddie over here. What's coming up in the news, Vin?
No, Maddie goes like this. So work on that. You're an impressionist.
Okay,
Come on, get it right.
You're right. I will work on it. I'll try again later in the show.
You're going to answer for one of your people over here, Sarah.
My people?
It's
what
a woman, and you're going to answer for it.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Get up!
What? You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh my God. What could be better than that?
Alice at 97.3. Alice at 97.3.
Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Check out the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. All the things we talk about on the show, they go right up there on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. That's where we keep stuff. It's good. You ready?
Yeah, of course. I'm right here.
Yep.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by La Garza Summer Camp.
Oh.
La Garza Summer Camp has got it all. 30 locations across the Bay Area, a variety of programs from sports to STEAM, flexible scheduling, epic fun for kids, and peace of mind for parents.
I love it.
Head to LaGarzaSports.org. That's LaGarzaSports.org. And use the code ALICE for $50 off today.
It's a good deal.
LaGarzaSports.org. Morning clouds giving way to sunshine, much like yesterday, and highs in the 60s and 70s. I thought yesterday was really nice.
Lovely day.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. The temperature has just been so perfect this week.
We've got people painting the house right now, so it's I get home. Of course, I've gotten to know them all
because
that's
have.
What I
that's
do.
You.
Right, and I show up, hey boys, and then they're all like, hey. I realize, oh, I just pulled everybody off of ladders, and now we're all chatting in the driveway. Mm-hmm. This is stupid. Why do I do this?
Because you don't.
Let me get you all waters.
Want them to ever
water
leave.
For everyone.
You just love having a crew at your house.
I like. No, that's you.
Nobody likes having the crew at their house. It's just you need that to get the thing you do want. The house painted.
You and your crews.
Mm. It gets old, though. I feel you. When you just can't, there's not a window you can look out where there isn't a guy standing there working, and you're like, oh, boy.
Well, this is years.
How you doing?
Years in the waiting. So,
what color are you painting it?
The missus chose that. I believe we're doing it white and black.
Oh, you have said that.
Yeah, I believe
that's
the case.
That'll look sharp.
I don't know.
You have a good looking house.
I like my house.
Yeah, I'm excited for you. That'll look great.
But a lot of times I find out from someone else what's wrong with it.
From your wife.
Yeah, I mean, that's when I find out like, oh,
you're
I
like,
should
it's
hate
perfect.
This
There's
paint
nothing,
color. What am I doing?
How could I like this? It's the worst
color
ever.
How do I even pull up to this house without going, bleh?
Is this tan? What is this? Ugh. Let's paint it white.
Boo. Okay. Get ready to explain yourself.
Okay. As on behalf of all womankind.
All womankind.
Can I get our 30-year-old cohort here to also be like, maybe the younger people will have more perspective on this.
I don't know about a team effort. Let me think about it. Right now.
I think you just hurt her feelings.
I don't really want to have her to deal with this.
You're saying, okay.
Don't taint her.
Dumping it on me. I see. I got it. All right. Let's hear it, and then we'll see if I can handle it on my own.
Might be
dumping,
a little
huh?
foreshadowing.
Oh, no. Please don't foreshadow things with the word dumping.
Oh, no.
You did that. I just... pointed out that you did you come over here while I was under my desk eating oatmeal and look at my story?
You just said that's foreshadowing. You said that.
The dump.
Okay.
What's the worst thing a road rager can do? Now, I admit, guns probably bring that to the level
of, short
beyond,
of murder.
Right.
Is that what we're looking at here? Okay, so I'm not
yell obscenities,
you.
Crash into you, open fire on your vehicle, all bad, right?
Jesus,
these are
yes.
all terrible
all,
things.
We can all agree. So far, so good, Vin. They're all bad things.
And yet, a woman in Pennsylvania found a way to make it feel like humankind is bottoming out. There's another foreshadowing for you, okay?
Thank you. I feel like I see where this is going. I'm going to just try to quiet down and wait for you to get there on your own.
A woman in Pennsylvania was so furious at another driver that she stopped, jumped out of her car, ran over to the other car that she was mad at, and then pooped right on her.
Pooped on the lady?
On the lady's hood.
Oh, on the hood.
You know, you realize if you get on someone's hood when they're sitting in their car that you're putting on a show.
Yes. There's a windshield right there. They can totally see.
Much like a...
But you said she pooped on her. I was like, was the window down and she just went in ass first? Because that would have been even worse. So I'm going to say this lady is showing restraint.
She turned her back to the driver on the hood of the car. Right. And gave her a full view as she emptied herself out right there.
You know, is that
on the hood of the
is
car?
Is that just good timing that she had something ready to go, or is that like an angry reflex? Like she's all, well, you know what this calls for.
A witness caught the revenge.
Oh, fun.
On video and put it online.
Oh, great! That's where it belongs. Yeah.
So it looks like one person cut the other off. Words were exchanged. Mm. And then we just went to full
release. Got it. Yeah.
The police were called and they identified the woman pooper as 44-year-old Christina Solometto.
Oh my gosh, she's so psyched her name is attached to this now.
She's now facing charges for indecent exposure because of the full windshield viewpoint.
Yeah.
Disorderly conduct, criminal mischief, and depositing waste on the highway.
Oh. It's like a littering charge.
We can't play the video. There's profanity and there's also waste.
I actually don't want to see it.
I did watch it.
How did you like it?
I've been following this story in densely this morning. It's awful. And but she like takes off her pants and then walks over in her undies.
Oh.
And then does it.
Oh,
and then
she's
walking back to her car just in her undies. So
is she okay? I have a couple questions. Is she hot?
She wasn't not a bad looking woman. No, no, not at all. And
is she all like in your face as she's walking away? Like is there some attitude there?
Yeah, she had attitude. And I don't know if you have this follow up, Vin, but she is claiming it was clean. She didn't even need to clean herself afterwards. So that was
wonderful detail to add. Like just, that was it was so angry. It just like screamed away.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to say the overarching thing here is this is wrong. But drama points, you know, I've never heard a story like this before.
That's Christina.
Oh. Christina looks like she's a home ec teacher in a small town in Minnesota. Oh, you betcha. Blondie. She looks well fed.
So please defend your people.
I cannot defend. I'm saying the overarching thing here is that is wrong and don't do that. And what are you thinking? But also, wow. Solid drama points. Really good just balance skills. Body control. Like really, there's some things to ponder here. But. No. Thanks for the story. Thanks for doing that somewhere besides my car. I really don't feel like that's a reflection on womanhood in general. I feel like that is one angry lady.
One loose cannon.
Firing off very clean cannonballs. What does our 30-year-old woman do? Do you feel that you need to make a statement on behalf of womankind here?
Absolutely not. I think it. You said it all, Sarah, per usual.
Oh, thank you. Thanks, Bob.
I can't help but Minion wonder and trainer. What the person, what the situation was that drove her to this.
Yes, what did the other lady do?
That's not a good victim question. Blame.
Well, they you know said what? There was, way you know, to take the it usual... One step further. The usual bad driving, cut off, you know, well, middle women, fingers, so. Whatever. So I don't know. But we talk about how you have to be careful who you mess with on the road all the time. And this person stuck their butt in front of the windshield. Like, you couldn't be more, I don't know.
I back up if that happens. Like, get off my car.
Yeah. Right. That's what I'm saying. You are really putting yourself at the mercy of another person. Right. You can't defend yourself.
You can't aim your cannon at my windshield. I'm going to back up and drive away.
I'm not watching this show.
Maybe you would be like, let me get my phone out. What's going to happen here? I mean, that's the point of view you want, right?
I do know the windshield? At which one of us out anywhere within the sound of my voice hasn't had a moment where they went, I'm stupefied by whatever the situation,
in place, like
you just, whether it's someone says something to you or something you've done and you just can't, but like, you just have to stop and go, I don't even know
I'm
how
frozen.
To react to this.
Right.
Oh, I thought you were.
Well, no, I was listening to something yesterday and a CHP officer was saying that in the Bay Area, they deal with an injury or an accident from road rage every single day.
I bet.
Like, it's so bad. And the guy was like, really like, please, people, do not.
This is something AI could help us with. Yeah, we all need to be in self-driving cars and AI needs to keep our doors locked and keep us moving.
I do believe that, like, I have times where I'm frustrated or I have times where I'm overwhelmed, but I don't walk around pissed off. And yet, too much time on the road is what does it to me. If anything gets me, there's a point where I find myself going, I got to get out of this car. I've been on the road too long today. And so I do understand if you're driving for a living or you commute long hours, that is where it happens to you. You find yourself with so many offenses happening that you, at some point, you start to go, okay, that is...
The world is against me.
Well, I told you, I laid on the horn because I saw this lady littering out of her car, and I laid on my horn, and then she tried to swipe into my car.
Crash you.
So I'm done. I'm off. I'm not the litter police anymore.
No. Well, you're not.
Well, you don't want no trouble.
I do not.
You got to keep the march. No, that trouble is the show's motto.
And has
we
been.
We don't want no trouble.
We don't want no trouble.
We don't want no trouble.
Mark it down, tattoo it on yourself, start thinking about that.
We should all get it on
often,
our foreheads, because
right.
Then we'll see it on each other's faces and be like, that's what I actually don't want that.
You just reminded me what I don't want.
Thank you. Oh, maybe we should just write trouble on our foreheads and we know we don't want that. Like every time I look up, well, that was a bad idea.
Well, then I'm going to start avoiding you. Like, that's
you're
more
trouble.
Like
trouble. Oh, I see. Yeah.
Let me ask you a question.
Spell it out. Yes,
while we're on this storyline, I'm not sure that you explained anything to me about womankind. Like, what are you girls doing? Woman. Sorry, woman, women's.
I really did try to step away from that woman. Okay, go on. I'm sorry. Next story.
Do you put TP on the seat in public restrooms before you sit down? 84% of people polled said yes, always. Oh, sorry, 84 of they. So let's see. There's 252 people commenting on this. I'm sorry, it's not percent. 84 say yes, always. Mm-hmm. I always put TP down before I go to the bathroom. 143 say no. And like, here's a comment from a lady. My husband, being a dude, does not put the TP down. I can't fathom sitting on a random toilet bare butt. So there's
this is public. Public toilets, bathrooms. Though, if you're out in the world. Well, I would say that I have done that. But I tend to, if there aren't ass gaskets or what are those things called?
Yeah, that's it. Right.
The wax paper things.
Yeah.
And by the way, I will wipe a toilet seat before I'll put one down because I can see that there's some
trouble.
Splash there. Yeah, whatever. So I'm already just like, oh God. If there is no ass gasket, I will wipe the seat and I will hover.
Oh, wait. You wipe and hover?
Yes, I don't.
Is that the wipe in case there's a...
What if I lose my balance?
Right, okay. Your hammy gives out and you drop right on it.
I just don't want to be anywhere near that. I don't know what it is. Maybe it just was water that splashed out of the toilet. Maybe it's more. It doesn't matter. I don't want any part of it.
How about a fast fact?
Oh, you know I love fast facts. There was no more about that.
No, that was just one of those.
A random question.
I was just curious. I coupled it with the...
I see. Got it.
The woman pooper.
That was a good segue. And now we're fast facting it.
Thanks,
yeah. All right, what you got?
Millions of Americans, including the Bush family, are descendants of a guy from the Mayflower who fell overboard and only survived by grabbing a rope. Tell us everything.
I don't know
what
anything
are you talking
about
that. You're from Boston. You know.
I've heard this story.
What?
I have heard of this story before.
Tell us everything.
No, he fell off. He fell off the Mayflower, and he was very luckily, narrowly rescued by.
Because they don't turn around. The Mayflower can't be turned around.
Yeah. No.
Yeah.
But all the female pilgrims were like, that guy, let's get some of that in us.
I don't remember.
And let him procreate. Maybe he already had kids. Might have had kids.
But yeah, I have heard that story.
Yeah. Millions of Americans, including the Bush family, are descendants of this one guy who went overboard on the Mayflower.
There are so many that there's hardly anyone in America, in Merca, who can't trace their roots back in some way. I mean, it takes work to trace that stuff back. It is many, many, many generations ago, but a lot of us are from that.
Are you?
I am. And we're actually, I don't want to say anymore. Yes.
What do you mean?
My son did a huge project on it. And when my nephew, my sister's kid, found out, he looked into it and he got us all in the Mayflower Historical Society.
Oh.
Yeah.
You're fancy.
Why didn't you want to say that?
Because it just seems so like, but it turns out like everybody is a descendant of that. In fact, one of my cousins from my dad's side, that's where we're related. And then from his dad's side, on the other side, he's like a double Mayflower descendant.
Wow.
I know. Everybody is.
Well, not everybody. My family came way after that.
Yeah, but you never know who they mated with once they got here.
No, my family came in the early 1900s.
Yeah.
Pretty yep. clear on. Mm-hmm.
But there were still descendants. You could still mate with them. Mating sounds weird, but you know, make more babies with them. A lot of people. Well, don't they say we're only from like two or three places where humans originated from. We can all trace
back
to
Adam
these.
And Eve. I mean, I got you. I get where you're going.
Yeah, Adam and
there.
Eve, right.
Of course,
okay,
right.
Right. How could I have forgotten about right. that? That was totally true.
Isn't that the story?
Yeah.
Yep.
Pumpkin beer.
Yes.
Dates back to early colonists in the U.S. who didn't have enough grains available to make normal beer, so they used the cheapest substitute, which was pumpkin.
Pumpkins do grow like weeds.
Pumpkin beer. Mm. Not new. It's not part of the
Sam Adams' latest fall collection.
The Halloween explosion that we've been experiencing over the last 20 years. It's long lived pumpkin beer.
Is pumpkin beer still a thing?
I've never been
offered a glass of pumpkin beer. It's probably
You only party at your house.
But I've lived 50 something years. I mean, you know, have you ever been offered like here's
no,
that
there was
pumpkin
no,
beer?
No, not at all.
You can buy pumpkin beer.
Oh. You can buy it.
Yes, you can.
Where? At Safeway?
Lots of places. Total Wine.
Oh,
you get
oh,
it there.
Like you got.
I see some pumpkin beer that is at Dollar General. So.
Oh, I see. Dollar General has it. Is it just pumpkin spice?
No, this says it's produced using pumpkin flesh in combination with malt.
Hot.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a few of the things that you guys had to say.
All right.
Maybe the punishment, they should send her to a local sewer plant to work there for a week. Yeah, how do you punish the lady who's out there in the world thinking to herself,
"This
the way I get back at the person who cut me off is to poop on them."
Yeah. I just have this thing where some people are just not really fit to be members of society, and that's what the volcano's for. But, you know, when you see her in her mugshot, you are like, oh, it's Mrs. McDonald. What did I say? Oh, welcome to home ec. We're going to learn to sew some cushions, and we're going to make some pancakes.
925 says, that's what I was wondering. Who can do that on demand? Deb, yeah. Concord. Yeah.
It's like super convenient timing. Maybe it was like an adrenaline thing. Like she just came over. She was just going to flash the moon at the lady. And then she's like, oh, you know what I could do? Oh, no, what? What is it?
650 says, in high school, I did that on my best friend's boyfriend's hood because he dumped her. But it was the middle of the night.
Oh, yeah, that makes it okay.
He dumped her.
I get it.
No, I got all the I mean, believe me, I'm.
Yeah, if you do it in the middle of the night on a boyfriend, on a lame dude's car, it's totally fine. Good job. Don't feel bad about that at all. Where is she from? 650?
No.
Yes, yes, yes. That's totally fine. That is like a thing that happens.
Bob, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Yes.
He pooped on her friend, and now she's taking care of that.
He didn't want to be, there were kids. They were in high school.
It doesn't matter. He's got to learn at some
point. You don't learn what? Not a good fit. I need to break up rather than marry and have children with you and then leave you?
Yeah. No, it was her girlfriend that
I'm
did
saying
it.
The...
So he learned that the friend will get you. That he learned the lesson about the friend.
On behalf of women, yeah.
Yeah.
We stand up for each
other.
Actually,
that one's not bad. That's not a bad one. Of the two, that's definitely more acceptable. Wouldn't you agree with that? Of the road rage incident Okay, well, then we agree.
No. It should never resort to that. No. Ever.
I can add, you know what's really funny about hearing that story from 650 or wherever that was from?
650.
Like, we all have that girl group where you've had some drinks and the one girl has had her heart broken and you're all feeling it. And then there's that crazy bitch you know who's like, you know what we're going to do? Let's go find his car. And some of the girls are like, no, don't do it. That doesn't seem right. And your crazy friend is like, we're doing that. We're going to do it. We all have that girl. Mine was Leslie Carr.
Leslie Carr?
Yeah, Leslie Carr was like, yeah, I'll do that.
Like that being?
Whatever the thing was. Like,
right.
I'll do that.
Go on.
Whatever the thing was. I'm not going to tell you Leslie Carr's little stories.
Mild car vandalism.
Yeah, mild car vandalism. Right. Just like dirty trick stuff. Yeah.
Pranks.
Oh, Bob. Terrible.
There's a wide range of things that can be done to the jerk who screwed over your friend.
Yeah, but always the car.
Because the dudes love their cars. That's why.
What's happening here?
What you love that car more than you loved me. Now my crazy friend is going to...
I mean, I've been dumped by women all over the place, and I've never thought, well, I'm going to go get their car.
Right.
A friend suggested.
Yeah, that would be terrible. You
shouldn't.
Leave their
dude
car alone.
You should not be pooping on other people's cars. That's a girl thing.
Yeah. Okay. This is for girls.
Okay. That is my point.
No one's allowed.
Car vandalism is a girl thing, everybody.
All right, thank you.
That is what we've
learned. Does your mom need a... personal massager for Mother's Day?
Oh, oh yeah. My God.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, look at that.
Alice at 97.3.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because, like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.